Okay, let's get into Sefer Yirmiyahu, Parachav Beis. This parak is Nevuah and a Tochachat specifically to Malchi Yehuda, to the kings that lived during the times of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Let's just review for a few moments what we discussed back in the Hakdamah to the Sefer, the history of the Malachim that Yirmiyahu lived during, right? We go back to the first Pasuk of the Sefer, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, Asher Hayah Dvar Hashem Elav B'Yimei, second Pasuk, B'Yimei Yoshiyahu ben Amon, right? He lived in the times of Yoshiyahu, the great king. V'Hi B'Yimei Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda, so it says that he gave prophecy from Yoshiyahu and the Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, all the way till Tzidkiyahu. So as we know, Yoshiyahu, the Malchus Yehuda, went in a pendulum, Tzadik Rasha for a couple of generations. First Achaz was the king, and he was not a tzaddik, he was a Rasha. Then Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and then Chizkiyahu had a son named Menashe. He didn't want to have the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud. He foresaw that he would be the king. He became king when he was 12 years old. He was king for 55 years, and he was lots of Avodah Zarah, terrible. And he had a son named Amon, who was no better than him. He burnt the Sefer Torah, terrible things. After Amon comes Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was amazing. 31 years he was the king. He tremendous Baal Tshuva movement he created, but he was killed in battle. He wasn't supposed to go to battle against Parnecho passing through, but he did. He was killed in battle, and the whole Paragimel of Eicha is a eulogy for him. But after Yoshiyahu, then his sons take over. For first come, and it was all downhill after that. Yehoahaz was the king for just 3 months. Then Yehoyakim, who is 11 disastrous years. He rebelled against Bavel, also known as Eliakim, terrible of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Sanhedrin discusses this. We're going to read in a couple of prakim that there was a Sefer Torah, and they opened, and instead of tearing their clothing like Yoshiyahu HaMelech did, he tore the Sefer Torah, right? And that was Yehoyakim. And then Yehoyachin, those are the two sons of Yoshiyahu. And then Yehoyakim's son, Yehoyachin, took over, also called Yechaniah, just for a couple of months. He was, again, also not a good king. He eventually did Shuva at the end in Bavel, which we'll talk about. And after Yehoyachin, then we went back to his uncle, another, the third son of Yoshiyahu to be king, and that was Tzidkiyahu, right? And that was the final king who the final galus happened during Yehoyachin. For those 3 months, that was the first galus, the galus of the Cheresh and the Masger, and then comes Tzidkiyahu. So all these kings heard Nevuah from Yirmiyahu. So that's what we get into in our parak, because we'll see the parak is split up really into three parts, because each section is talking to another one of the kings. Ko'amar Hashem, raid base Melech Yehuda. Hashem says, go down to Melech Yehuda, v'dibarta shama sedavar hazeh. Go say this thing that I'm going to tell you, this content. They know, but again, it's over and over again. V'amarta. Right, even though we just had discussions in the previous program how there's going to be destruction, the Malbim says it's just like, you know, a father can't stop, you know, trying to convince, even if his son is deserving of punishment, trying to convince the judge to have some rachmanis. Doma bazeh, says the Malbim, ka'av, shegazar misa albino, the chozer umavakish lo zechuyos la'atzila, there's a gzeres misa, but, you know, I want to help out. So all of these hints, first in Parag Yuzayin, we spoke about the importance of Shmir Shabbos, then we spoke about Mishparut Staka, right, and now we're going to talk about acting B'dash Shlema, right, all these mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us to do and to latch onto, which would save us. V'yamarta shmar dvar Hashem Melech Yehuda, listen, Melech Yehuda, kings, Hayosheva Kisei David, Atav Avadecha V'yamcha, Haba and Bashar Ma'ela, all of you and your servants, the whole Am, that come through these gates, Ko'amar Hashem, Asu Mishpat Utsdaka, do righteousness and judgment, Vasilu Gazel Miyad Ashok, meaning it's not just about Shabbos, Ed Ben Adam Lamakom, there's Ben Adam Lachavero that is so warped, you have to save those who are oppressed, Ger Yasoma Almana Altonu, do not violate Ona'a by a Yasov Almana. Rashi says this is talking about Ona'as Dvarim, not just Ona'as Mamon, taking advantage, dripping somebody off with money, but even Ona'as Dvarim. Al Tachmosu, don't do that, and don't push them down, and don't oppress them. But Damnaki Al Tishbechu B'Amakom Hazeh, obviously, don't spill Damnaki. Maybe that connecting to the rest of the pasuk, which is talking about on the Chavero, maybe that's talking about Mevayish Pnei Chavero Barabim, right? Which the Gemara says Kiilu, that is as if you killed a person. Kiilu Shavach Damim. The Israel Bonaz Dvarim He's a separate is a losa se daraisa, as we know in the Torah. It says losonu a couple of times in Parshas Bahar. The Sefer Chinuch counts in mitzvah shin lamed ches a separate iser when we make fun of somebody. Rav Pam once said, you know, the Chavetz Chaim put lashon hara on the map, and that's why we're focused on lashon hara. And there are svarim about lashon hara, and there are lashon hara campaigns, and a certain amount of time not to speak lashon hara. But too bad, said Rav Pam, that the Chavetz Chaim also, or nobody else, somebody else, didn't do it about onah. Making fun of people, taking advantage of people, making having a good time at somebody else's expense, that's all ona'a. And that is so common. But it's an issa daraisa, says the Chinuch. Shelo lahonos echad mi Yisrael bedvarim, klomar, shelo nomar li Yisrael dvarim sheyach ivuhu. We can't say to a fellow Jew something that will hurt him, v'yitzayru, or pain him, v'ein b'koach le'izazer mehem, and he can't do anything about it. And he quotes the Gemara, b'metzia nunches nuntes, that's the context of Ona'a, and the Mishnah says there, right, by a ger, by a bal tshuva, you can't remind them of their past, right, that's the Mishnah, nun chasim abeis, kishem shona b'mekach u'memkar kach ona b'dvarim, lo yomar lo, so some ona'a is b'kama chifet zev u'ene rosa likach, you're going into a store, and you don't really want to buy it, and you pretend like you want to buy it, you want to buy it, but in the second half, im haya bal tshuva, lo yomar lo zachar ma'asecha harishonim, im hu ben gerim, lo yomar lo zachar ma'aseh avosecha, right, the whole daf talking about Onah, and also it mentions Malbim Pnei Chaveiro there, and we have to be careful, especially about our wives. Lo'ol mi'ha adam zara ba'onas ishto, but Onah's dvarim is a defining iser. And the Chinuch says, Sharash mitzvah zah yadua, ki ulasi shalom bein abrios, v'gadal ha-shalom, shebo abracha mitzui ba'olam, v'kasha machlokes kama klolos v'kama takolos tulu yozba. And it's a mitzvah that applies all the time, says the Chinuch. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, v'zachar me ben akevis, v'yafilu b'ktanim, roi lihi zoher, sholach ivan b'dvaram yosu midai. Even a katan, Minchas Chinuch talks about this, I could violate the issur d'oraisa of onaz dvarim by embarrassing a child, just because the hechi timsi of my embarrassment is a katan, so what? Zulasim b'vashet tzrich marbi, k'dishich l'musr, again, talking to a child, so that they accept and they become better. That's obviously a parent's job. But the Hamekalem Shol Lasaran Binyanim Elu Yimsa Chaim Bracha V'Kavod. We have to do what we best. We have to do what we do best. There's no Malkus for on this because it's Lav She'ein Bo Maisa V'Kama Malkios. And then he has the unbelievable line: V'Kama Malkios Mi Beli Ritzua Shel Egel B'Yad HaAdon HaMetzave Alze Yisalev Yisbarach. There are many whips that the master of the world could use instead of the whip of a cow. And the Dafka says this in the context of Onaz Dvarim. It's pretty scary. V'ulam l'fia domeh, and then he continues along the lines. The end of the famous story of Tanur Shalachnoi, right, which is the next Dafin Bamitsiya, Dafin and Tess. Why is that Gemara, Tanur Shalachnoi, brought there with Lobar Shemayim he and I'm arguing? That's brought there because of the end of that Gemara, where the Chachamim Purim become Liel in Reb Elazar and Chayrim. And the Gemara gives the impression that the Chachamim went too far, right? Because they had this power of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar's wife never let him say Tachnun, and finally one day she did, because she thought it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, whatever the case is, and Rabbi Gamliel died. And how do you know that? So says the... she says, I'm not a Neviyah, but Kabba Kubanim, Beis Aviyah, but Kol HaSharam Nenalim, Chutz Mishare Ona'a. Right, Rabbi Gamliel was in charge of the Chachamim, who put her husband in Chayrim, and I know, Ona'a, he was in, there's nothing that blocks the pain of Ona'a and somebody who cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have been taken advantage of. So again, the Isser of Ona'a is so defining. Right, the opposite has to be true also, right? In the Alein al-Shabeach, Rav Zilberstein discusses how if Ona'a is so bad, G'dola Mida Tova, a good word. A bad word is so painful, a good word, you can't imagine what a good word would do just to a... lift up a person and to allow. And he even says that from an amazing story. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the Rabba Bar Shela was walking and he saw Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's Hashem doing? Hashem says, oh, he's saying over statements from the Gemara, but not in the name of Rabbi Meir. He says, why? Why not in the name of Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir learns from a Rebbe lo kasher. He learns from Acher. And therefore, he didn't know, right? Even though Rabbi Meir was... was the learning from him properly, but, you know, Hashem wasn't staying instead. He says, but what do you mean? Remeir was Rimon Matzah Tocho Achal. He threw away the bad stuff, but he only took the good stuff. Says the Eliyahu HaNavi, Kadosh Baruch Hu started learning Remeir's words now. What's that kind of, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't know that beforehand. You know, what was it that Rabba Bar Shela said that, you know, made Hashem change his mind, Kaviyachal? The answer, of Zilberstein explains, is, quoting the Arachayim HaKadosh, that Hashem wasn't sure, so to speak, or Eliyahu wasn't sure, whether the world realized it too. Whether the world realized that Remeir was only learning the proper things. But once that was said, that the whole world now realizes that the Remeir is only taking Rimonachal to Klipa Zarak, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also act based on that. One good word about someone else could have an unbelievable effect in Shemayim. But again, that's the opposite of Onah, which we have to try to work on. Okay, back to the Gemara. Back to the Psukim. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi says to the Malchus Yehuda, you have to do better in Mishpat. Ki masu tasu es hadavar hazeh. If you do this, ubo b'shari habayis hazeh melachim yoshvim ledavid al kiso, rochvim berachim v'susin, there's still a chance. That Yirmiyahu seems to be saying. Again, it doesn't mean that the churb is not going to happen, but it'll be less, it'll be minimal. V'im lo tishvu es hadavar ma'ela, but if you don't listen, b'nishpati num Hashem, ki lecharba yeh habayis hazeh, it's going to be decimated. Kiko amar Hashem, al beis melach Yehuda. Right, and so Hashem says to, again, Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda, this is David HaMelech, Gilad Atali Rosh HaLevanon, even if you're so good to me, the Malbim says, you're like Gilad and Levanon, right, references, Levanon is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, no matter how good you are, Imlo Ashischa Midbar, I will still make you into a desert, Arim Lo Noshavu, an unpopulated land, if you don't do tshuva, V'kidashti Alecha Mashchisim, I will sanctify, literally, Kidashtim, destroyers, Ish v'kelov, it means I will designate. V'karsu mivchar arazecha v'ipil alesh, I'll take your chosen trees. That might not mean trees, that might just mean leaders, and they'll throw them in the fire. V'yavur goyim rabim alei razos, many different nations will come. V'am rishal re'eyu, al me'as Hashem kach alei ragdol azos. What happened here? The Amru, and they'll all answer, Al Asher Azvu as Bris Hashem Elokeihem. They weren't loyal to their God. Vayishtachvu Elohim Acherim Vayavzu. You didn't hear? The Jewish people, Hashem did so much for them, and this is what they did? So, says the Yirmiyahu, this is what is going to happen. And then he adds, Al Tivku Lameis, V'al Tanudu Lo, right? Don't cry for the dead or shake your head. V'chu B'chola Holech, Ki Lo Yashuvod V'roz Eretz Moladeto. Nobody's coming back. So what does that mean? What is that referring to? So the Rishonim say it's referring to certain people. Al Tivku Lameis, Rashi says, referring to Yehoyakim, right? Don't cry for Yehoyakim, right? That's the second, right? There was Yehoachaz, the first son of Yoshio, and then Yehoyakim after his 11 years, right? He was killed at the gate, and he was dragged. V'chol HaHolech, cry for the Holech who's going, that's Yehoyachin, his son, and Tzidkiyahu, the two that went into Golus, right? Omar Me'ata, Rashi says, Chaviva Misafsal Shol Tzadikim. Better to die than to go into Galus. Because it says here, Al Tivko Lameis, don't cry for the dead, Bechu Bechol HaHolech, that you should cry for. That's even more a reason to cry for. The Radak quotes here from Chazal, this pasuk is also the source for a limitation of Avelus, right? We can't mourn for the rest of our lives if we lose a loved one, Rachmana Litzlan. But Chazal tell us there are certain days that are considered, so to speak, acceptable, right? The Yoredeyan, Simon Shin Sadi Dalin. Ein Miskashen al Ameis Yosem Yidai. Right? You can't sit in mourning the rest of your life. Al Miskashen al Yosem Yidai, al Meis Acherhu Boche. El Shloshi Yamim Lebechi, Shiva Lehespid, Shloshim Letisparez Ulagiuts, and Bamedra Mermisharam, Tamid Chachamim, Akolafi Chachmasam. And not more than a year. Nobody gets more than a year, says the Shulchan Aruch. And he goes through all of the ways that we have limitations on the Avelos, but it's all based on this Pasuk, the Radak quotes. But again, back to the Pasuk. Kiko Amar Hashem, Hashem says, now back to specifics. That Pasuk was referring to some of the kings. Now we have Yud Aleph. Kiko Amar Hashem El Shalom Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda. Shalom. Who is Shalom? So Shalom is not somebody that we know of. Must be a name for someone else. So which of the sons of Yoshiyahu? We know there were three sons of Yoshiyahu that were kings. So all the days are given. Rashi quotes this is referring to Tzidkiyahu, who was Shalem. Radak says it's referring to Yehoyachin. The Ebenezer, the beginning of Daniel, says it's referring to Yehoachaz. So you got all three opinions in the Rishonim. Either way, say to one of the kings, HaMolech Tachaz Yoshiyahu Aviv, that is king in the place of his father. Asher Yetzei Minam, Asher Yatzei Minam HaKom Hazeh. That he has left this place. Well, Yashiv Shamod, you went into Galus, you're not coming back. Right, so this is a reference, Lechora, to the kings that went into Galus. Yehoyakim was killed, right, so it wasn't. So maybe it's referring to Tzidkiyo, maybe it's referring to Yehoyachin, who's a grandson, but Bnei Banim Harim Kabanim. Either way, he says, you're not coming back. Don't think this is going to be a temporary measure, all the Nevi'ei Sheker are telling you. Ki b'makom asher higlu oso sham yamus. You're going to die there, v'sa'aretz hazos le'yira od, you won't see it again. Hoy, and now he talks to Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim, The second one, the 11 years, terrible, disastrous years. You build a house, and you build an upper story, and it's without tzedek, without mishpat. What's tzedek and mishpat? So the Malbim, classic Malbim. What's the difference between tzedek and mishpat? Technically, says the Malbim, ein l'schiris el basof. You don't have to pay for something until it's built. But after it's built, you have to, obviously have to pay. So what did he do? He built the house. Okay, that was without tzedek, because it would have been right to pay them first. But he didn't. But that was okay. That was just extra righteousness. He didn't. But then, before paying them, he made them build the upper stories. That's below mishpat. That's not allowed. Right? That's against the law, because he should have paid for the first part. That's below tzedek, v'aliyosa, below mishpat. Bere'eyu yavod chinam, ufa'alo lo yitein lo. He just doesn't pay. Doesn't pay. They do work, and they steal. Ha'omer, evne li beis midos, v'aliyos meruvachim. He says, build me a house, v'kara lachalonai, make for me windows, v'safon be'erez. So you think building a big house and a fancy house is going to save you? Hatimlo ki atam mitachare be'erez. You're competing with cedar. Avicha haloacha v'shasa. Your father ate and drank v'asa mishpat and staka, and he did mishpat and staka as tovlo. So what does that pasuk mean? Yoshio was involved in the world, but why was he successful? Why did I love him? Because he acted with staka and mishpat. Don din anivev yon as tov. He did the righteousness. That's what's good. It's not because of the palace. It's not because he was automatically the king. There's a daya in the Radak that this is all rhetorical. Right, that the he says he ate and drank. Yoyakim was trying to fast, and that would somehow balance out all of the averas that he did. Fasting is not going to help. If you don't get rid of the sur meira, then the fasting is not going to help at all. Continuing, your heart, your eyes are only on your profit. All you want is money. And you kill people. The Gemara Sanhedrin again goes through all the detailed evil actions that all of these kings were involved in. But he says, you're not interested. Your eyes and your heart aren't here. Right? Stavka, the eyes and the heart. Why? We know. Right? The hearts and the eyes. Right? It's one of the Isser da'araises that are tamid, one of the six mitzvahs tamidios. Only one that's a losase is found in Parsha Shlach. So you know, velosasuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem. We can't follow our hearts. We can't follow our eyes. The Sefer Achena counts this in Shin Pei Zayin. Reish lo nasser achrei machshaves halever yaseinayim. Chazal darshin is that arayus, is that minus. But either way, it is eyes and heart. And that's exactly what the king of Yehuda here is violating. He's just following his eyes and his heart, and he's putting it onto the money. A number of the Achronim, but already is found in the Rishonim. The Sefer HaIkarim discusses this. The Pasuk Tes Zayin says that Yoshio judged the mishpat of the poor, and then it adds, "Halo hi hada'as osi nu'um Hashem," and that he knew me. So the Mefarshim explain that Ben Adam Lachavero is part of Ben Adam Lamakom. Ben Adam Lachavero, Din Ani Ve'evyon, and then it goes right into Halohi Hada'as Osi. What does that mean? Says the Sefer HaIkarim in Maimar Shlishi, Perek Hey, when we do a mitzvah, but we do it with Seicha, we do it with Kavana, that's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's a Ben Adam Lamakom. And even if it's a Ben Adam Lachavero, right? Halohi Hada'as Osi, that's a way of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Po'al Shkishi, it's Tarif HaLapo'al Ahu HaSkalo La'asos Bash Hashem Chafes. You do what Hashem wants. Even the Ben Adam Chavero, that's a way of getting close to Ben Adam Lamakom. Rav Yeruchim talks about this in Shmos on, let me just find it. Yeruchim talks about this in his commentary on page Reish Chaf Aleph. Here it is. He says that, we think that just going through the motions and the actions, you know, that itself is only Ben Adam Lachavero. No, it's even deeper than that. And he writes this in the context of the beginning of Mishpatim, the Eilah HaMishpatim, right? He says all other laws of all other countries and religions start off based on social need. They get together and they say, what are laws that will be acceptable to the people? But when it comes to Torah, Chas V'Shalom, it starts off in Shemayim, right? Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai. Ki lo rak she'inami yusedes mehaskame b'nei Adam, ela behefech. HaTorah hi sheyistes Adam. The Torah came first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world to fit into the Torah. And therefore, he talks about many examples of this, right? The Torah wanted there to be a mitzvah of Kibbut Av, and therefore they were created, Kibbut Av Eim, and certain feelings between the children and the parents. And then he says, it all boils down to Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he quotes this pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, Asos Mishpat, Hu, Hadas is Hashem. Kulam Maaseh Elokim Heimeh. It all comes from this one goal, of connecting to Hashem. Lachain. So now we switch. Kol Amar Hashem El Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. Hashem says to Yehoyakim, right, the second son, Lo Yispedu Lo Hayachi Hayachos, there will not be any hesped. Lo Yispedu Lo Hayadon Vahayoda, there won't be a hesped, a master, a glory, nothing. Kfuras Chamor Yikaver, the terrible king, the years that you were the king, and the terrible Avodah Zarah, you will get a donkey's burial. Some say that means he won't be buried at all. Some say he was like cut up and he was eaten. It was terrible. Sachov Ashlech, you'll be strewn. Mehalal Shar Yerushalayim. You'll be strewn to the gates of Yerushalayim. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis discusses that one of the Amoraim was once walking and they found a skull. And like a skull, it must have to be buried. So what did he do? He tried to bury it, but it kept popping up from the ground. So they said, this must be Yehoyakim's skull. Who says? It says it's not going to be buried, right? Like a donkey. So what did he do? He took it home and wrapped it up and put it in his house. His wife found it and he said, this must be his wife's friend said, that must be from a previous lover of his, and he can't get her out of his mind. So what she did, she took it, she burned it in the oven, right? So that's what happened to Yehoyakim. His body wasn't buried, and his skull wasn't buried either, and eventually was burned. So that's the punishment here. That's the what is spoken about after the terrible aveiros that he did. Then we go to Yechaniah. Yechaniah is the next one. That's Yehoyachin, the son of Yehoyakim. That's what the following section is about, according to the Rishonim. Alei ha-Levanon u'saki. Feel free, go onto the top of the Levanon and scream. Ubabashan t'nikolech. The Barbanel says it means very high mountains. Go and start screaming. Start screaming to your friends in Mitzrayim and in Ashur. V'tsa'aki me'avarim ki nishru kol ma'avayach. Right, all the ones that love you are broken. Dibarti elach b'shal voseich. I tried to talk to you when things were still okay, Bishalva, Amart lo Eshma, you didn't want to listen. Zitarkech minu raich, you've been doing this for a long time. Kilo shamat bakoli, you don't listen. Kol ro ayach tire ruach, uma avayach bashvi elechu. All of your shepherds, right, tire ruach, will be moved and blown away by the wind. Uma avayach, your leaders, bashvi elechu, and the ones that love you will be taken as a captive. Kios tevoshi v'dechlam mikol ra'asech. Then you'll be embarrassed from all the ra'ah that you did. Interesting. Ro'ayach, shepherds, and ra'asech. We discussed in a parsha shir the difference between sometimes life, things in life are ra'ah, and really it's ro'eh. Hashem is shepherding. Here is the opposite. They're the leaders, the shepherds, will turn into ra'ah because of the evil that has been done. Yoshev balvanon mekunenes barazim. You think you're hiding in the trees. Manichan bevola chavolim. Chil kayoleda. You're going to have pain. Chai oninu mashem. Kiyim yiyeh kanyahu. That's a nickname for Yechaniah ben Yoyakim. Chotam al yadimini. Even if he was on my right hand, he was like my signet ring. Ki misham et kencha. I will take it off and remove it. Right, from the word nituk. That's the pashtus. I'll rip it off. Right, another day given in the Radak and others is based on Chazal, maybe from the word tikkun. Eventually, after he goes into Galus, where you know Yehoyachin went into Galus, went into Bavel, sitting in jail for years, he eventually did tshuva. He miraculously had a baby in jail there. Shaltiel, who had a grandson, Zerubbabel. Right, that's the so it's just the opposite of I will cut off. Eventually, he'll do tshuva. So that tikkun is meruma is already in this pasuk. The Rinas Yitzchak explains maybe that's why we're about to see it in the continuation. There's a promise he'll never have kids, and then he eventually had kids. Right, but why is that allowed? Once a navi says something, it's forever. The answer is because even in the pasuk, it's merumas that he might do tshuva. Unesaticha, but the pashtus is I'm going to cut you off. Unesaticha b'yan mevakshin afshecha, I'll give you over into the ones that seek your soul. Those that you fear, Nebuchadnezzar, Kazdim, and they're going to throw you to a land where you are not comfortable, and you're going to die there, and you're never going to come back. Last few psukim, Ha'etzev nivze nafutz ha'isha zekana kanyahu. Im kli in chayfetzbo. Nobody wants you. You're not going to be wanted by anybody. You're going to be downtrodden and looked down upon. Madu ahutzluhu v'zaro v'shchal aret asher lo yadohu. Right? Why were they thrown out? Eretz, 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 three times. Shimi Dvar Hashem, listen. Eretz Yisrael is crying. Or you have to leave the Eretz because of the Kedusha. The first one discussed that we had earlier in Perek Zion, right? We had Perek Zion, Pasuk Dal. We had a similar type of Pasuk. We discussed there why the Why the triple lashon? There it says Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Ema. So here, Eretz, Eretz, Eretz. The Radak connects these two psukim. Kamar Hashem Kisvus Isha Ze Ariri. Say that this person will never have any descendants. Gever Yitzlach Miyamav Kilo Yitzlach Mizaro. Nobody will be successful. Eventually, he did, because even with this, one is able to do tshuva. But again, it's the Malchus Beis David being attacked, being after all of their averus. But eventually, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to save Malchus Beis David, as we know, sowing the leaving space for Melech HaMashiach. Okay, we'll stop here.